Master Sheni Perikei, Mishnah Yudalid 5:14. We finished darshan the psukim that one says in the video Maestras, but we're going to still have a bit more on the halachas of video Maestras. The last thing we had said, almost the last thing we had said in the previous Mishnah, was that Hashem should bless the land as he had promised to give to us, and therefore it has to be people that can, people who recite the video Maestras have to be people who can say the phrase Ve'es ha'adam asher nasat alanu, and the land that you gave to us. So people who don't have a chelik in the land of Eretz Yisrael would be ineligible. And therefore the Mishnah says, Mikan, you can learn from this, Amru, the rabbi said, Yisrael umamzeira misvadin. Regular Jews, perhaps lafuke to exclude a kohanim leviim, but regular Yisraelim, umamzeirim, even if they're a mamzer, meaning they're from bad yichus, but they still have some ancestral plot, misvadim. They're eligible to say the vidui, again, assuming they did all the other contingencies properly. Avalo gerim, avalo avadim mishachrarim. However, a ger, a convert, even though a convert is a Jew in every sense of the word, as is an eved mishachrar, that's an eved kanani, a non-Jewish slave that was freed. A non-Jewish slave that's freed becomes a Jew in every respect by virtue of being freed. I don't want to discuss, it's beyond the scope of this mission exactly, the backstory there. But the point is a person can be essentially a convert, if you will, or better, a person can be a Jew in essentially three ways. Either their mother can have been Jewish, and that's the first part, they're eligible, or it could be that they converted to being Jewish, either in the normal conversion process of Gerus, or the unfamiliar to us, in truth, process of becoming an Eved and then being emancipated. So the Gerim and Avadim Shechrarim, since they were never allotted a specific portion in Eretz Yisrael, they don't have an ancestral plot, and therefore they are ineligible to recite the Vidui HaMaestras, even if somehow they acquired, you know, they bought a farm, but since it's not given to them by Hashem, they can't say the pasuk of Ve'es Ha'adam Asher Nasat Lanu, the ground that you gave to us. Okay? Now, the reason why it says the Mishnah is She'ein Lehem Chelik Ba'aretz, they have no portion in the land. Now, Rabbi Meir says, listen, if that's true, then the truth is, in addition, af lo kohanim uleviim, also the kohanim and leviim should be, and that's how we paskins, are ineligible to recite the Vidui HaMaestras, meaning if you have a kohen or levi who purchased a farm, they cannot recite the Vidui HaMaestras because they can't say that they have es hadam asher nasat lanu, because Hashem did not apportion a part of Eretz Yisrael to leviim and kohanim, and therefore they can't say it. Rabbi Yosef, however, disagrees, and he says a Kohen or Levi could recite the Vidui HaMaestras. Why? Rabbi Yosi Omer, Yesh Lehem Ari Migrash. They do have Ari Migrash. That is to say, if you recall, from near the end of Parshas Maasai, at the end of Bamidbar, there are 42 cities that are given to the Leviim. Ultimately, Yeshua 13 went to Kohanim. And those cities, they are cities for Leviim. And around the city, on the perimeter, there's an area called a Migrash, which is an open area that could be used for planting. At the end of it, the truth is there was like the sados and the kramim, the fields and the vineyards, sort of at the perimeter around that migrash, the open area. But the point is that Leviim and Kohanim, while they didn't have large, I'll call them provinces in Eretz Yisrael, as the other Shvatim did, they did have individual cities that were surrounded by an open area, migrash, and around that you could have, they had land to plant, fields, etc. So that would be sufficient for them to say the Vidui HaMaestras in truth. Rabbi Meir holds those Ari Migrash, those cities with the planting area around them, are insufficient. That doesn't count. Halach, however, follows Rabbi Yossi, meaning that a Jew, whether he's a Kohen Levi or Yisrael, could say the Vidui HaMaestras l'halacha, assuming they fulfilled the other requirements, whereas a convert, a ger, or an eved mishachrar, cannot.